Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad, actually, that Tammy and Chip asked me to share a few thoughts about my spiritual fathers and faith. It's given me an opportunity to reflect on my own father and a couple of other men who have nurtured and inspired my faith in different ways. I grew up about 120 miles north of here in the city of Troy, New York. My father was part of that greatest generation who fought to save Western civilization in World War II. That said, he was an unusual man for his time. In many ways, he was my more nurturing parent, and he encouraged and supported my aspirations as much as he encouraged my brothers. My parents were Roman Catholic, and we were a pretty observant family. We attended Mass every Sunday and said grace before meals. My brothers and I attended Catholic schools until I hit junior high school age. And that's another story for another time. But what I want to share is my father's insight about the changes that Vatican II brought to the Catholic Church. Vatican II was the second Vatican Council in the 2,000-year history of the Roman Catholic Church. It was held in 1962. It instituted a number of reforms, which included saying the Mass in English. Up to then, the Mass was celebrated in Latin. Another reform, having the priest face the people during the Mass. In most Catholic churches up to then, the altar table was against the front wall of the church, so the priest's back was to the worshipers for most of the Mass. And another big change was getting lay people more involved in church leadership. Anyway, I was 8 years old at the time. My parents welcomed the reforms of Vatican II, but many of their contemporaries were upset and almost scandalized, as if the priest facing the people was sacrilegious. Several of these folks had been classmates of my father's when they all attended a Catholic high school where religion was part of the curriculum. I remember so well my father saying, "I don't get it. These people attended the same religion class as I did, but we heard different things. I heard that the laws of the church can be changed. Laws of God cannot be changed. The Vatican II changes all had to do with church tradition. God's laws are the Ten Commandments and Jesus' two great commandments, love God and love your neighbor. Those haven't changed." Remembering that distinction between the will of God and the all-too-human institution of the church has stood me in good stead throughout my life. Now, the job of a parent is to give their children roots and wings. And the hardest part isn't the roots. My last couple of years of college, let's just say I did some things my parents were not happy about. So when I graduated, my parents didn't think I was ready for adult independence. They wanted me to find a job in my hometown and live at home with them. But I was offered a job that I really wanted here in Westchester. I was fighting my parents on this decision, but I harbored a lot of doubts and anxiety. My father, in an effort to persuade me to turn down the job, asked me to see Father Jay Murnane to get some advice. Now, Jay was a friend of our family and a truly holy man. He worked with the poorest of the poor in the ghetto of Troy. He didn't live in the church rectory. He lived in the low-income housing where his flock lived. And he cared for everyone there, Roman Catholic or not, churchgoers or not, believers or not. He was their friend, their advocate, their pastor. So I called Jay and asked to meet with him. When we met, I poured out my heart to him. I told him everything, even a lot of stuff my parents knew nothing about. He responded to my confession without judgment, with grace, really. And among the insights he gave me was this: if you want to love your parents well in the future, you need to take the job in Westchester. If you turn down the job because of your parents' pressure, You will resent them for the rest of your life. He gave me the courage to be true to myself in that critical moment. And for a person like me, who hates conflict, Jay's words have been a guidepost when I've been tempted to go along to get along. So I'll wrap this up with my most unexpected spiritual inspiration. This is a man who's been one of the most anti-institutional church people I know. And he's been pretty skeptical about Christian notions of God and about the divine nature of Jesus. Some of you can probably guess, I'm talking about my husband, Arnold. So can you imagine my surprise when he called me at work 6 months ago to tell me he'd been asked to be on the session at church, and he said yes? After I picked myself up on the floor, I said to him something like, are you sure you want to do this? Talk about a leap of faith. He had no idea what he was saying yes to. And he's jumped in with both feet, and he joined the choir. How did this happen? I don't know. It's a mystery. I'm still trying to figure out what God is trying to teach me with this unexpected turn of events. So I'm wishing all the dads and spiritual dads here today a wonderful Father's Day. And I also think of those for whom this day is a difficult reminder of loss or abuse or neglect. And I pray that you will find a spiritual father or mother to help you heal that pain. And when we say the Lord's Prayer today, let's really ponder the meaning of the words and say it with all our hearts. Thank you.
Sean has invited us to give thanks for three fathers in her life. And would you please join Tammy as we recognize the many, many fathers of our lives using this litany in our bulletin.
God of love, today we ask your blessing on all who share their love and faith and give their lives with a father's love. Bless fathers who await the birth of their child with joy. Bless men who embrace fatherhood through adoption or foster parenting, remarriage, or single parenthood. Bless fathers whose work takes them away from their children. Bless fathers whose lives are shaped by war, poverty, or violence.
Bless fathers who work for peace, freedom, and justice.
Bless teachers and mentors who serve as father figures.
Bless priests and pastors who lead as loving parents.
Bless men who are separated from their children by force or choice. Bless fathers who have lost a child and live with their grief every day.
Bless families who have lost their father.
Bless all whose fathers were loving.
Bless all whose fathers failed to meet their needs for love.
Bless all who celebrate and all who struggle this day. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. For you are our Creator and our Redeemer, our Protector and Provider, who adopts us as children and heirs of your kingdom. As Jesus called you Abba, Father, so may we trust in you and reflect your image in us as we pass on your gifts of love and faith to a world in need of your healing touch and sustaining care. Amen.